Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Paw podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of thumbnail A/B testing on YouTube. And trust me, this is a game changer for creators out there. That's right. You know, I think a lot of creators pour their heart and soul into editing their videos only to see them flatline because, well, no one's clicking on them. Right. It's like you've crafted this masterpiece, but if your thumbnail isn't enticing enough, it's all for nothing. Exactly. So let's kick things off with the basics. Thumbnail. A/B testing is all about experimenting with different thumbnails to see which one gets more clicks. It's like putting your best foot forward and seeing which shoe fits best. Wait, so what you're saying is you can actually test out different versions before deciding on the final thumbnail? Yep. And it's super important because thumbnails can be responsible for up to 50% of a video's total success. Not the editing, not the script, the thumbnail. Wow, that's a staggering statistic. So if you can improve just a little, you could see massive growth in views and subscribers. Exactly. And that's why we need to focus on the data rather than just guessing what works. I see creators taking wild guesses about their thumbnails, and that can be really expensive in terms of time and effort. Yeah, I can imagine. What's the best way to start with? A/B testing, though. Great question. First, you've got to isolate one variable at a time. If you change your text, background, and facial expression all at once, you won't know what caused a change in click-through rates. Makes sense. So, if your thumbnail is super busy, it's going to be tough to analyze results accurately. Exactly. And to add to that, there are some great tools out there that can simplify the process. For example, I recommend using tools like thumbsup.tv to see how your thumbnails look on different screen sizes, since over 70% of viewers come from mobile. Oh, interesting! So, you need to make sure that your thumbnails look good even on a small screen, right? Yes. And let's not forget about the content of the thumbnail matching the actual video. If your thumbnail looks great but has no connection to your content, you'll see a drop in audience retention. So, it's not just about getting clicks. It's about keeping those viewers engaged too. Exactly. If you trick someone into clicking but don't deliver, you could be penalized by the algorithm. Oof, that's tough. What other tools should creators consider? Well, I've tried a bunch, but tools like TubeBuddy and vidIQ are still solid. Recently, AI thumbnail generators like ThumbMagic are taking the scene by storm. They make production faster and can even predict which thumbnails will perform better. Predicting winners sounds awesome. Have you tried using those tools? Yes, and I've seen users report a plus 50% increase in click-through rates with tools like Control Loop after consistent A/B testing. That's massive. Wow, that's some serious improvement. What about common mistakes creators make with thumbnails? One major mistake is overpromising with clickbait thumbnails. You might get clicks, but if your video doesn't deliver, viewers will leave, which messes with your retention rates. So, it's better to be genuine and set the right expectations, right? Exactly. And another mistake is letting your ego get in the way. Sometimes, a simpler design can outperform a fancy one just because it resonates better with the audience. That's such a good point. It's really about listening to your viewers instead of sticking to what you think is best. Yes. And let's not forget about thumbnail psychology. People decide to click based on feelings triggered by the thumbnail, not just how pretty it looks. So, emotions play a huge role here. Definitely. For example, using expressive faces in your thumbnails can grab attention. Humans are wired to notice faces. That's fascinating. I've noticed some thumbnails with strong emotions do tend to stand out more. Right, and speaking of trends, we're seeing a shift toward genuine smiles instead of those exaggerated shock faces. It's becoming more authentic. Makes sense. People are craving authenticity these days. Exactly. So if there's one takeaway for our listeners today, it's to embrace the power of A/B testing your thumbnails and learn from the data. So true. This could really make or break a channel. All right, that's a wrap for this episode of Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.